Good morning, guys. I'm Asia.
And I'm Dylan.
And this is our little podcast.
Yep.
Obviously, because she's taken A levels that are so down one path, I always get scared because we were talking about this the other day because we all had a big sleepover. What happens if it doesn't go the way you want it to go? Because she's had this dream for a young age, but I've also had dreams that I've come to reality may not ever really. But it's not a bad thing, like, to pursue your dreams, but she has no backup option. Mm. It always scares me when someone tells me they don't have a backup option, especially someone that I care about so much, like, because she's going to go to uni, and then I always ask this, I'm like, then what? She doesn't know, and she wants to become a film director. I feel like if you want to do a career that competitive, you have to know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know. You have to be doing your research every single day, looking into where can I go next, who can I reach out to, where can I get this experience at. I think, because I actually wanted to do acting up until a certain point, but I came to the reality a few months ago, and that's when I found out that I think I'd be more tailored towards media and entertainment law. Mm. It's just because, okay, I've taken drama GCSE and I'm doing drama A level. What else have I done? Like, I had done nothing else. Like, I'd done a few shows back in the past. I did dance up until COVID, but really, there is no difference between me and 100 other girls who've gone and done the exact same thing. And what I realised is that I always thought it was something I was going to do. But what I realised, I didn't even have the motivation for it. So it's just, I always feel like you need a plan A, B and C. Not because the plan A is not going to work out. It's when that reality sort of...
Of course.
Yeah.
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 Well, I'm doing the same thing. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm going fully into being a musician. And funny thing is, I do have a plan B, but my plan B is film. So
yeah.
Both competitive markets.
100%.
But if I try and go into both, hopefully it lucks out and figures out. But good thing I've done is with music is I'm playing guitar since I was 7.
Mm.
I've been doing all the music stuff, making and releasing music, just doing everything. Like as much as I can. So hopefully that will drive me forward. And I know people who do music.
Yeah.
My dad's friend used to play in a band that toured and did stuff. I know people who have done shows. I've done a couple shows before.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll all work out in the end.
I think you definitely have that experience that will push you ahead of other people. And I feel like the way you talk about your career and your aspirations, it's definitely, you can feel the enthusiasm in your voice, mm-hmm. if you get what I mean. It's like the way you get excited about certain subjects, I think that's definitely a good set, not even a skill, but it's just a good thing to carry with you when you go into industries like that.
Yeah, what it's with my music is I am incredibly passionate about it. Like I love it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I think it's great. But what I don't get is people, I feel like I have the mindset of we have one life and you should do what you enjoy.
Yeah.
I don't understand people who, like, I understand it.
Yeah.
But if someone says, okay, I want to enjoy this thing, but this thing will give me more money, so I'm going to go into that. Or this thing will boost, like, give me a career, so I'm going to go into that. I don't get that because, yeah, while you're, you might get more money, you might have a career, you're not going to enjoy that. Like, you only have a certain, you have a short time span. You should just go into something and enjoy it. And even if you don't, you know, for me, if I don't play at Glastonbury, that's fine. As long as I'm going around doing what I enjoy for most of my life, that's all that matters, really.
Definitely think we need more people like you. I think, personally, that mindset got destroyed for so many people in school systems, I think, because any time I would put forward a passion or an interest that was quite stereotypically competitive, I feel like it always got disregarded because it was deemed as too difficult to get into. And I think after a certain time, when you're constantly getting that criticism, it does affect your self-esteem and your motivation to get you to that place. I think 100% you should definitely enjoy something, but I think in the world we live in now, you need that balance of enjoying what you're doing and that stability, because you can't get to certain places without stability. I don't want to be stressed out. I'd want to have a good financial backing. And maybe, you never know, because although I'm not doing acting as a future career path for now, if I get a law degree, hopefully, that goes well and I'm making good money, I can always go back to it. Mm-hmm. And then I can go back to law. But what my mum said that she doesn't want me to do is drama, 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 drama. Then I don't get a role for ages. Then what? So I think she wants me to go more about it like this and do my little side hobbies underneath and just go fully throttle into mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. Well, if you look at it, there's a lot of actors, like Morgan Freeman got into it when he was like 60.
Yeah.
He, like, there's a lot of actors who only really became famous.
Yeah, or there's never a time
when they're old. Mm. Like you can always do it. But my thing is, I've come from a musical family. So yeah. my dad especially is very supportive of it and trying to help push forward. But I've always just had this, and I've always just wanted, like, even when I didn't do a lot of music.
Yeah.
So I would always just have it in the back of my mind, and whenever I look back I'm realize, oh yeah, that I did a lot of music stuff then. Mm. But it's like I couldn't imagine myself trying to do something else. Like my passion, my drive is music. So if I don't do music, what else do I do? It's like, would I rather spend some of my life enjoying myself, like having fun, maybe not make too much money, but that's fine because I'm pursuing a life of enjoyment and just what I want to do. Or would I rather do something that I hate just to know that I'm stable?
You know what? I obviously, my first impressions of you and when you told me what you want to do in the future, I could never imagine you doing anything else. I think your career is so well tailored to you, and I think that's such a good thing to know. Well, I think because there's such pressure now, especially in sixth form, to figure out what you want to do, I think that must give you so much calm. Just knowing that even if it's not ideal in pay, ideal in location, you're just doing something that you love. I think that's really important as well. Mm-hmm. My friend, me and her always get onto conversations like these, and she's not 100% sure of what she wants to do in the future, but she's like, there's so much emphasis on what we need to do right now. She's just like, I'm going with the flow. And I think that's what a lot of people need to focus on at this age. You get so caught up. I mean, I can admit this, because when I realised that drama wasn't for me, I actually went to my head of year to try and drop drama for history, because I was like, I'll just go into law, not even thinking that much into it. Like, I didn't even know, if I'm being honest, what kind of sectors of law there were. I just thought, yeah, I'll do law. And when she told me that it was too late, and I couldn't swap because I'd been so many lessons behind, I actually thought, like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? I always thought stereotypically, oh, drama, that's only for acting. That's the only A-level you can do with that. And I just felt a bit lost, because obviously with work experience and my friendship group, they all know what they want to do. When my friend wants to become like a family lawyer, one of them wants to become an architect, one of them wants to go into psychology. It was like everyone's finding their happy medium, and I just felt like I was like there. So I think definitely researching what you enjoy and finding that happy medium, which I think media law is okay for me. And I think as well, when I realized that I couldn't do history, I started to really hate drama, which is so unusual. And even my mum said that's so weird, because it is something that I've carried with me like my whole entire life. So my work efforts started plummeting, my motivation to come to lessons started plummeting. But then I really just thought, like, whoa. Like, it is what I enjoy. I would rather get an A star in drama that I know that I love and put all my effort into than history, which in some universities is deemed as more respected or could be seen as to employers as better. But why would I do history and get a lower grade? I think at this age, it's doing what you know you can do well in and you're happy in than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, back in secondary school, I had a sort of similar thing where it was kind of the opposite, where I didn't have much things like I didn't have music.
Yeah.
I was kind of sciencey and I wanted to go into like coding and stuff. And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to do music technology GCSE because that looks fun.
Yeah.
Like I'll do it as pastime while I do computer science. Then what actually happened is I realized I hate computer science.
Yeah.
I hate doing all this math stuff. I despise it. Music is like the most fun thing I've ever done. Like I found my thing. And that kind of sort of, you know, it did give me calm. But for people who don't have that, because a lot of people don't have that scenario where they figure out what they actually enjoy
100%.
Just like by pure luck. If you know what you want to do, look to the future. If you don't know what you want to do, stay in the present. Because if you're looking to the future while you don't know what you want to do or you haven't found something you enjoy, you're just going to go mad.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to go insane because you're going to be looking to nothing. Mm. Whereas if you stay in the present and just continue going like, okay, what's happening today? Okay, what's happening today?
Yeah.
Then eventually you might figure out something. It could be very random, very specific that you do just on a whim. That could be what you just figure out for the future.
Yeah,
like
I get
that. What your passion is.
I think people like forget what really this time is from GCSE to the end of A-levels. It's not figuring out what you want to do. It's figuring out what you like. So obviously GCSEs, you do way more than you do in A-level. You only shave it down to three. But in that time, like you said, you figured out that you don't like computer science. You never want to do that. Like I figured out during GCSEs, I hated French. Never want to touch a piece of French work again. Like I think this time is more for exploring your options rather than narrowing it down straight away. Like even still, I'm so open to being lectured for hours about different career options that are tailored towards me and I will find fun and enjoyable. I think right now, like people are driving themselves crazy, trying to find a drive for the future, even though they don't know if they're going to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think right now it's just the A-levels that you have. Like even I was thinking about this. I'm grateful that I'm doing my A-levels. Like some people wouldn't be able to do that because they didn't get the grades to even do certain courses that they wanted to do. Like I think everyone needs to take a step back and look at what they have instead of what they don't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. They need to sort of, literally what you said. Mm-hmm. And the problem that a lot of the schools have is they want you, like, they're like, okay, what's next? Okay, what's next?
Yeah.
Okay, what's next? And while on paper that's a smart idea, it never works out in the real world because if you continue looking for what's next, eventually you won't find anything and eventually you'll be lost. You'll be stuck in one place with nothing. You'll be lost. There's so many, but while you're here, you've so many doors to open.
Yeah.
You have so many ways you can go.
Yeah.
You're like in a hotel. There's like every single room's different. Yeah. You have so much to look for. And what you should do is you should go into each door, making sure you find out which room you like before you leave the hotel.
100%. That's a really good way to put it. I think you're meant to, obviously, there is some sort of academic pressure on A-levels and GCSEs, but you're meant to enjoy what you're doing. Like, and I think subtly schools put pressure on you to oh, they don't mean to. And I get it's for the best will in the world. But I think some teachers, and emphasis on some, forget that they were our age and they were somewhat lost as well. I think, I mean, at our school, we have career meetings. And although in, like you said, on paper, that looks really good. Like, wow, you've had a good career meeting. But actually, when I sat in the room, it felt kind of overwhelming because I felt like I was giving, even though I wasn't, I felt like I was in a way giving my contract of what I want to do for the rest of my life to this person. Mm-hmm. And she had to tell me everything I needed to do to get around it, if I would be able to do it, if I couldn't do it. Like, it's a lot of pressure. Like, even exams, like, I think teachers forget, some emphasis on some. Some forget that the whole point of things like mocks or mini assessments is to see how the student's doing and how the teacher's doing. Like, I didn't do amazing on my business exam, but I wouldn't take it that harsh because how many months am I into sixth form? I thought so long to pull it around, but so many people took it in such a bad way. Like, we have so much time, and if we weren't able to do A-levels in 2 years, we wouldn't have done it. So I think teachers need to stop being like, not harsh, but there's a big disappointment factor when it comes down to a whole class and average not doing particularly well. And that puts pressure, because if you wanted to go into something like business, oh my gosh, I won't be able to do it. But it's just learning. The whole point of assessments is learning what you've done wrong and how you can improve on it, instead of, you know, oh, I've done bad, it's all dooming, like, misery. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
That's one of my biggest issues with especially secondary schools. Yeah. Is a lot of the time I'd hear some of my teachers go, oh, last year's year 11s, they got, like, the highest amount of nines in, like, the whole entire time that secondary school's been there. And it's just like, well, I didn't need to know that. Your job, like
your job's to teach, your not to tell.
No, but your whole goal is to make sure that we're able to do as well as we can, not as well as you want us to do. It 100%. Like, if, for example, I've never been that good at maths, which is shocking that I wanted to do science.
Yeah.
Never really enjoyed it either. Like, I despised it. But my fears weren't like, okay, I'm doing maths. My fears were like, oh, I'm going to do bad in maths.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to disappoint my teachers. Oh, yeah. I'm going to move down sets.
Yeah.
It was like less of the, okay, I know I don't enjoy this, let's just get through it. It's like, oh, I know I'm bad at this, I'm not going to do well at it.
Yeah.
And that they're misplacing what they need to teach us. They shouldn't teach us that we should be scared of failing. Mm. They should teach us that we should find out what we like and instead stray away from what we don't like and stay towards what we do like.
Yeah.
If you get what I mean.
No, I get that. I think that's the same just with life and anything in general. Everyone has this whole plan, like, oh, I'm going to get married, I'm going to go here, I'm going to live here, I'm going to do this, that, and the other. And it's like, you don't even know what you don't like yet. Like, you can't have... And I've done this before as well. I've had, like, a whole life plan. Then I thought, I don't even know if I'm going to enjoy this. Like, I said one time to my friend tonight, I'm going to move to Italy when I'm older. Haven't even stepped foot in Italy. Like, I don't even know if I like Italy, or that I'm gonna buy this car, I'm gonna go here, I don't even know if I like any of this stuff. And it's just, I think, especially with social media, you see all of these content creators and they all seem like they have their life together, and all of a sudden you think, oh, I want that life as well. But you don't even know what they've done to get to that life or anything like that. It's like this whole, I don't even know how to describe it. I've really seen this come on the rise. It's just like there's this whole emphasis that you always continually have to be doing well, and no one talks about how in a way, failure is actually a good thing. It's crazy because I was kind of shocked the other day. So I got my drama mocks back and everyone was all talking about it. And I had this one boy who was just sat peacefully in the corner of the classroom. And I said, oh, are you okay? He was like, I'm fine. I was like, did you do well? He was like, I'm fine. He was like, it's not even about that. He was like, I know what I need to improve on now. And that's the whole point of this assessment. And I just thought, oh, yeah, like that is not about the grade. Like, I was so happy with what I got, I didn't even look at what I didn't get. And that's the thing. It's like everyone's so in each other's business. Oh, what did you get? What did you get? It's not even that. It's what do you need to improve on? No one wants to take some sort of accountability, like, oh, maybe I didn't work as hard in this area and maybe I didn't like that. And that's why I didn't want to work on that. I think there's this... Oh, I really don't know how to describe it. I really don't know if you guys know what I'm on about. Mm-hmm. But there's this such weird emphasis that everyone needs to be doing well to a certain standard. And no one wants to accept their flaws in anything, whether that be in academics, personality-wise, or within yourself. It's so weird, I think.
Yeah, there's a massive stigma on being the best.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, like... whether you're talking about academically, whether you're talking about morally, whether you're talking about like who the person is, 99% of people are in a gray area for where they're like, you can be the greatest writer in the world, but you could not know what the multiplication table is, for example. Like, no one is going to be the best at everything.
No.
And what the problem with... Sixth form's better at it, which is why I like it more. But the problem with secondary school is they're, like, I would get my mocks back and first thing I'd look at is my grade.
Yeah,
and second thing I'd do is compare it to someone else.
Yeah.
Whereas what I found out in sixth form is, in film, for example, we did an exam.
Yeah.
I got the exam back, didn't get the grade, but I got the score. And what I figured out is that doesn't put me into a box.
Yeah.
It makes me go like, okay, this is the points. This is what I could have gotten.
Yeah.
Where are those missing points? And I feel like if you are put into that box of a grade, that kind of restricts you from everything else because you're not going to be the best at everything. You're not going to know everything. You're going to be always everything's always in the middle. There's no it's a spectrum, right? There's you could be incredibly smart, you could be incredibly dumb, but it doesn't matter.
It
you shouldn't be fitted into those categories. You should be fitted into how do I make myself better at that, and what am I good at, what do I like, what am I good at.
Right, I've got a really random question to ask you, and I don't know whether it's because of who I like talk to or if it's just a school or an area thing, but obviously you, like me, have taken quite creative subjects.
Mm-hmm.
When someone asks what you've taken for A-level and you tell them, do you ever get judgment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've spoken to people and they call it Mickey Mouse subjects.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
That's what they've said.
The Mickey Mouse subject. It is so annoying. And I think it is such a it's one of the most stupid terms I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was talking, obviously, I've taken what? Media, drama and business. That is quite creative. I'm best friends with a girl who's taken psychology, maths and biology. She literally said to me, she was like, what you have taken is not Mickey Mouse because it is tailored to what you want to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's this, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you think there's this weird judgment if you're not taking a certain criteria of subjects that all of a sudden you're deemed as stupid?
Yeah, it's very right or wrong. It's like, it's a curve, right? Because so many people take these subjects, take like physics, chemistry, and biology,
further maths,
for example, further maths, all them. And what they do is they're like, I don't enjoy this, but my parents wanted me to do this, but this could get me a good job. And because they see someone else going like, oh, they're doing something they enjoy. What they do is they instantly put it on themselves to go, they go like, oh, they're doing something they enjoy. They're gonna go into something unstable. While they're doing what they enjoy, they're not gonna be being like a doctor like me.
Yeah.
They're instantly, and that's majority to do with the system they're brought 100%, up in.
Yeah.
Like parents being very hard on them.
Mm.
It's not less of them trying to be like rude or them being like thing. They just see these subjects and go like, oh, you could just do this in your free time. Why'd you pick it?
Yeah.
To do it? Because I don't want to do this in my free time. I want to do it all the time.
Yeah, that is literally the point. I think there's this one boy in my end. Oh my gosh. You know when someone says something at first and you laugh it off and they keep saying it and keep saying it and keep saying it. Every single time he comes up to me, it's like, I don't even need to breathe. And all of a sudden he's like, media's not a real subject.
Yeah.
One time, so it was Christmas break and we'd just broken up from school. I was stood outside the car park with my friends. This boy comes up to me and he goes, Merry Christmas. I'm like, oh, thanks. Merry Christmas to you too. He's like, oh, I hope for Christmas, like, you get a real A-level. I went, oh, okay. A few weeks later, my friend was trying to ask him something. I went, oh, listen to her. He said, I'm not taking advice from someone who takes media. Bearing in mind, he's failing all the subjects. And he has no clear direction of what he wants to do in the future. He's just taken subjects that he's deemed as good. Do you know? Mm-hmm. And like he's literally said, you don't need a qualification in media. But he's taken French. And I personally think, I did French GCSE, but I personally don't think you don't need a qualification speaking a different language. If you can speak it, you can speak it. Well done. Like, it's the same thing, just different genre. And I think people who are so stubborn and stuck in their ways, I find so boring. Because don't you think, like, let's go back to my friend who's taken photography, film, and media. Don't you think that's so amazing that someone has such a big drive of what they want to do in the future that they have really just dedicated their life to it? Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that they're stupid. She is so intelligent in so many different ways. She just has the drive. He's a floater. He's what I'd call a floater. He just goes with the flow. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even know what he wants to do. Doesn't even revise. Like, I don't know. But I think that's so boring compared to someone who has such a creative mind and they have such big aspirations for the future and they're doing everything that they can to get to that, you know? It's a skill, I think. People's skills are a skill. So it's what you get out of the A-level, not the A-level itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For a long time, I didn't have people skills, actually. I think, once again, it's because I was fitting myself into this box where I was like, okay, I'm gonna be a scientist. I don't need all that. I don't need to talk to people. I can just, like, code and do stuff like that. But then when I did music and I did more performance stuff, I realized I really enjoy this. I'm going to need to find a way to get more people skills so I can move forward in this.
Yeah.
And then that's what I got out of it. I became more confident. I moved forward. I got good at music. I found something I enjoyed.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't matter how Mickey Mouse the subject is or how like nerdy the subject is. It's like, no matter what, you're going to go into that subject and you're going to, especially if you enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, you're not going to take anything out of it. If you go into it, you'll enjoy it and you'll take at least something out of it. That even if you don't get into that sector, it will help in another sector, if like as a backup plan.
It's like, I don't know. There's so many careers that people look so, like, they really frown upon. Like, honestly, it's such a judgmental world we live in, because there's, let's say if you were really passionate, you were really good at cooking and you wanted to go and do a cooking course, why should you ever receive any judgment for it? Mm-hmm. It's like, even me, I'm not saying that I haven't judged people, but I've actually learned, like, why, what am I actually judging you for? It's like, you have done something that you feel very much passionate about and you want to go into. And so many people don't have that motivation and they just settle down for what's available. And I think that's really good that people go into, let's say, hair and beauty because they actually enjoy it. It's better doing that than rather than sitting in a classroom that you just don't want to be in. What I've learned now, you're more mature for apologising first and accepting what you've done wrong, but also saying that I wasn't completely right either, rather than being the person who carries it on for days, days, weeks and weeks. It's just not healthy, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree that, well, yeah, that's most cases. Like, if, once again, there are some...
Yeah, there are some
there
cases.
There are some exceptions.
Yeah.
I know some exceptions.
Yeah.
But most of the time, if you look at someone... if someone's done something to you... Look at what you might have done to them that caused them to do it. And you form your opinion. If you go like, okay, I'm sorry for what I did in that situation.
Yeah.
Then you're, no matter what other people look at it, they're going to see this person's apologized. If this person does anything else, then it's their thing. It's, you've got to be the bigger person in the situation.
100%.
Like...